All right, gang. Thanks for joining us here on Puck Off. Look at my co-host over here. He was just on the Gotham show.
Yeah, I'm beaming.
How'd it go, man?
It went fantastic. I was really high. 9.5. I could have closed a little stronger, but I was already up a couple goals.
All right, cool. You just missed
on the
dismount.
Shut the back door. What?
On the dismount.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. I went big at the end. I didn't lay back. I could have laid back with a three.
The
goal
judges
lead.
Love that. They
yeah,
love that,
I just so. Went big. I opened myself up. Someone went back door. Took a penalty, maybe, if you will.
But I heard the crowd went wild.
Crowd was good. Yeah, crowd was great. Good. I was in Detroit too.
Yeah, what happened there?
It was amazing. On the Amo, just a great place. Great people. Joe, the owner up there.
You do that every year, don't you?
Yeah, every year. They're the best. I might actually go back in the summer. And I wish them all luck.
The Red Wing fans saying about the playoffs? Are they going to get in?
They have hope. Do they feel the same way I do, that they're in? I mean, you always say you're in, and they have hope. A lot of injuries. I was just shocked by how much pure hatred of Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Of course.
I experienced. You know, but... You know what? We don't. I mean, we hate the Flyers, but even in New York, you know, the Ranger hatred. I mean, the hatred of the Penguin, the hatred of Sidney Crosby. Like, you know, I mean, the Rangers are a second rival for sure, but we didn't. I mean, the hatred of Crosby.
Always hate the top guy, right, Court?
Come on,
we have to welcome in our.
We got to welcome our special guest. He's the king of Las Vegas,
the king of Vegas,
please.
Big Kings
king of a
fan.
Lot of places, man.
He the great, my cohort on intensity training, one of my favorite people in the world, and a real hockey fan, tried and true Kings
he knows
fan. Goes
it all.
Goes tons of games. Actually, got to sit in a box without me, bastard.
Yeah, first
guy,
time.
I got a box this Saturday.
He knows all the big owners of all the teams.
Just
this guy. Yeah. We won't go into it. This is hockey. We're gonna keep
stick
it
with hockey. Stick where there's ice, where there's skates on and not cleats.
There you go. Court McCown.
Court McCown.
Come on, the king of Las Vegas.
No, I've never sat in a box. Like, we always go, when Bartnick and I go to the games, we go over to, you know, we go over to the StubHub. We go spend $35 on the ticket and sit, you know, as high as possible with all the Latino people. But we're center ice. And
they're chanting Dodgers.
Yeah, and it's the best way to follow the game because you can really follow the puck up there. It's like, it's great. It's great being up that high. But the other day, my friend goes, hey, listen, I got a box for the game on Saturday. And I was like, oh, my God, man, I've never been in the box for the hockey game, you know. And the funniest thing was, like, at 8:30 that morning, another friend of mine works with Budweiser. And he goes, hey, dude, I got an extra ticket in the box if you want to come to the box. And I'm like, what is this, man? Like,
box day.
Like, this wasn't for the Bruins or for, you know, or the Penguins. This was for the Panthers, you know, that's right, right?
You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
How'd you like sitting in the box?
I love the box. I love the box. They have a dessert cart.
They got food. Yeah, come on.
No, they don't. I think it's like, even though you're in the box, like if you sit in a box, if you have a box, you have a lot of money. Like you're a well-off person. But so when they don't like give you food, you've got to buy food and there's a menu. And we're in there, we look at the menu and they go, yeah, order what you like. When there's like, oh, we'll take a pizza and we'll take, well, you have to order 10 of whatever you order. And we're like, what the hell is going on here? Like, no, who's going to pay for this? And everybody, because we got somebody gave us the box.
Right.
It wasn't like we could afford the box.
Sure.
And I was like, forget it. I'm going to go outside and get a $3 hot dog, man.
Sure, man. Come on.
No way.
Who needs 10 pizzas?
Yes. And you had an exciting weekend. You got to see the Las Vegas Wranglers.
Well, I was in Court's hometown, or not his hometown, his honorary hometown of Las Vegas, and I went and saw the Wranglers.
Did you see Court's statue?
They did have a statue.
Yeah, they have a statue
of
Court right there.
That's just my DNA sample.
Okay. Wow, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But the Wranglers weren't that impressive. I mean, it was fun to go to the game, but they only had like a lot of other things in Vegas, it's tough to draw.
Yeah.
They probably had 2,500.
Well, that's not bad. How big's the arena?
Holds 20,000.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. It probably holds about 10. Because Styx is playing there with Foreigner next week.
Everyone's up on the boards then, right?
Yeah.
It's just like three rows deep all the way around.
Yeah.
Well, they kept coming to the comedy show, the Wranglers. And so they invited us out to the game. It was fun.
Hockey players are some of the best comedy fans. Like I knew a lot of the players at the Alaska Aces.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're pretty established team. So like, and then they when they go on road trips, they go forever because it's hard to get back to Alaska.
Now, here's my question to you guys: they were playing the Bakersfield Bulls, by the way.
Oh, those guys are cool. I met those guys in Bakersfield one time.
Well,
I'm sure they're all scattered now. This was like 5 years ago.
Who would want to be stuck in Bakersfield playing though? If you could be in Vegas,
yeah.
The Vegas guys have the run of the town.
Yeah, and that $800 a week paycheck is probably impressive, you know.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you're going to be able,
yeah. I can't even play Vegas because I can't make enough money to live in Vegas. Day in Vegas, I spend more than I make.
Come on, that's gone in 20 minutes at the strip club.
Exactly. Well, Derek England, Penguin enforcer, he played for the Vegas Wranglers.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got an enforcer. His name's Huxley.
Yeah,
and he scored a goal.
Oh, the crowd must have went wild.
Now, my question is, are those guys better than a top college team?
That's about even.
You think it's about even?
I think at the top program. Yeah, because you got to remember the Vegas League is Vegas is two down, right? I mean, two down. Vegas isn't. Now, minor league. Like the AH, is it AHL? The Vegas is not AHL.
No, they're not AHL.
Yeah, AHL is above college.
Is it?
But ECHL that's like double A.
Yeah.
Really good college, like Michigan. Hey, hats off to Pittsburgh's Robert Morris, first time in the NCAA tournament they won their championship.
Did they?
Yeah, so like, you know, like Michigan, Michigan State, Western Michigan, that's above double A hockey.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not really triple A hockey.
See, I grew up watching I grew up in Oklahoma. We had the Oklahoma City Blazers. And I think that is what you're talking about, is one right below. And that was great hockey.
Yeah. Like,
now, that was good hockey.
Yeah, are they better than the Wranglers, you mean?
I think
one level up.
I think, they were good. It was fun. That was like hard hitting, good hockey.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think it's just, I mean, pro hockey is the greatest sport in the world.
And I love Court, who grew up in Oklahoma, who thinks that. That's why it's like, it is the best. So how many fights were in the game?
No fights.
No fights?
Yeah, in fact, we went, you know.
Wow.
Well, that's why they're not drawing. I couldn't believe a minor league game
without a fight. But the one guy did, Huxley drilled a guy, though.
And there's still no fight.
They had to stop the game because the guy got knocked down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually, like, that's what they always keep, three or four goons. That's how our buddy Skako has all those shirts from the minor leagues, because every team has, like, five goons, because that's how they keep people in the seats.
Sure. A lot of fighters in the minors. Yeah, but these guys, nothing yesterday. I was very disappointed.
Bunch of lady bangs.
They were bingers. They were skirts, a bunch of skirts.
Yeah. Wearing figure skates out there. Bunch of guys in figure skates with numbers on their backs.
Although
did they even know you were there? Because, I mean, come on.
I did count a lot of mullets on the Bakersfield team.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The entire team would look like the Hanson brothers. Every guy.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was fun.
I used to go to the San Francisco Spider games.
Right?
At the Cow Palace.
Here's one thing I will say. The mascot looks nothing like the logo.
What's
the Wranglers,
the logo?
And it's some kind of, the mascot's some kind of alien, a green alien. It looks like the Philly Fanatic, only green.
It's probably an old Philly Fanatic costume that they found in a dumpster and go, hey, this will be great for us.
Now here's the one thing I want to ask you. It interests me. Because I'm from Pittsburgh, so to me, hockey music is, you know, AC/DC, a little Metallica.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they play the horrible Vegas dance music at the games?
Well, they played some rock and roll. And the guy, we commented on how good his selection was.
But
then they did play the King. They kept playing Viva Las Vegas. Every time the Wranglers scored, Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, that's acceptable.
And then if the Bulls scored, they play Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Very clever, guys.
Yeah, there you go. In-house entertainment. It's a big part of it.
Hey, you know what? That's all it is. It's just a big show, and it's kind of fun. It's like going to the rodeo.
Right.
And I thought it was fun.
They have girls
on
poles at the Wrangler.
Yeah, that's their cheerleaders.
Yeah, they probably got hot cheerleaders at the Vegas Wrangler.
Right, they're making it rain at halftime.
Yeah.
It was, and they had a double Zamboni.
Ah, really?
That was impressive.
Wow.
For only 2,500 people.
Yeah, hardly paying for the gas. Yeah. Surprised there's someone out there sweeping it.
But yeah, but it was kind of fun. It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
No fights, but it was fun.
What was the score?
4-1 Wranglers.
Was there anyone that really impressed you? Like, you're going to...
Yeah, there's one guy that I thought was good for the Wranglers. He could skate and he could pass. He was pretty slick, and I can't remember his name, but he was at the show.
Oh, right.
He came up and introduced himself. He goes, "I'm the leading scorer." I said, "Well, it's not going to get you anywhere with me."
who's the Wranglers? Who's their?
What's his name? Chad something.
No,
Chad.
But who's their team? I mean, who's the big club?
The big club is, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's just for the fun of it.
No, they've got to have a club.
No, I mean, I'm not going to. You were there for the fun of it.
I'm going to Google that. Yeah. Well, the guy that runs the room at Harrah's is the trainer.
What?
The guy that runs the room at Harrah's, the comedy room, Carl, is, everybody kind of knows Carl. He's been with the improv forever. He's the trainer for the Wranglers.
Wow, talk about a weird two,
I know,
two
right?
different jobs. Yeah. It's like, you know.
I go, "Does you ever have to patch up a comic?" Because, somebody fell off the stage once. I had to.
Wow. Yeah, you would think they would want a more full-time professional trainer. Yeah.
This guy's got to go do the sound and then run back and stitch somebody up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't trust that.
But you know, Vegas,
either.
Everybody's got two jobs. Right?
It'd be cool. Like, well, who? Who's the door staff? Like the fourth line. Yeah. No one's screwing up at the door.
Oh my God! He goes, "You got the light. We're gonna have to stitch you up."
Well, the Kings are playing really good though, which we're all happy about.
Kings are great. I will say it was fun.
We've gone to some.
You guys right?
We went to a lot during the slump.
Yeah, well,
which wasn't fun.
But we also went to the Penguins, went to the Bruins.
Yeah.
Like I said, I went the other day, and it was the Florida Panthers.
Florida. Florida.
They're not a great team, and it was very lopsided. Like, they scored right away, and you just went, okay, here it goes. But the interesting thing was Quick got his record, set the record.
Right.
And what's his name? The guy he passed?
Rogi Vachon.
Rogi was there.
Oh, Rogi was there?
Rogi was there.
Oh, man.
So it was like really cool when Quick, at the end, usually like when you're up 4-0, the crowd just disperses quickly.
Right.
And it was crowded. There was a good amount of people
That's
there.
People around the country that think, the Kings, they sell out every game.
Oh, yeah.
And the great thing was like we were standing, we're in there, and we're watching, and all of a sudden, nobody's leaving. Nobody's leaving, and it's because Vachon and Quick are there. And they did this big thing afterwards about him surpassing him, and it was a big deal. And everyone kind of hung out, which I thought was really cool.
That's cool.
You know what's interesting about that is think of how many years Rogi Vachon played goal, and Quick's passed him in like 4 years.
Rogi was good, though.
Oh, he was good.
Quick made some saves.
Oh, Quick's an awesome player.
He made some saves.
Is that the one I saw the other night where he with his glove side, he dove over?
Yeah. He's pretty awesome. He was fully extended splits, hand behind him, and they reviewed it because it was so close to him catching it in the goal. He was so far to the right, and the way the guy shot that, and he came back, and the way he made this save, they reviewed it for a good 5 minutes, like all the different angles, to see if the glove was in the goal when he was saving it.
Well, he actually lives up to his name.
He's
that
so
guy.
Good. But Jones doesn't suck either. I mean, it's not like the backup, not like the second goalie at the Kings is a piece of crap. Jones is amazing, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, absolutely.
They got two great goalies.
Yeah, because they traded Bernier away, and he played great against them for a period.
They traded my they traded my all-time favorite away, the Professor.
Did you see,
in a fight.
They call it a rough, but he went right cross-check right to that guy's face.
That's how the Professor rolls.
Yeah, he backed his guy. And the other thing that was funny this week is, you know, Edmonton is a disaster. And a fan threw a jersey on the ice back in disgust.
Are you serious?
And Scrivens went crazy because he grew up in Edmonton. And he's like, he took this with a stick and threw it back in the crowd and was like, you're not only disgracing the people who now, he brought up, Messier and Gretzky and everything. Yeah, he was fired up.
Hey, man, you don't mess with a Professor.
No, you don't. And that is really, classless. And I'll tell you what, anyone who owns a jersey, you know how much they cost. I would never throw
What an idiot fan.
Maybe it wasn't one of the good ones. You know, maybe it was just a, you know, maybe it
But
was
that's
one.
Kind of what makes it cooler, you know. When, I mean, not...
It was Earl Skakel.
Earl's like, look, I've been at Equinox twice this week. Here, take this.
Yeah. Earl's like, no one's buying this on eBay. You can have it, Scrivens. But yeah, he's getting fired up.
Yeah, well, Scrivens doesn't take a lot of crap.
No, and I'm sure he hates losing.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's got to suck to go from the Kings to
Edmonton. His wife was right.
Yeah,
she was tweeting. She didn't want to move.
It's tough, man. I know this, Tiffany Granite, I used to work with Playboy Radio. She was married to a hockey player. And Norty, I can't think of he's played.
Mark Tenorti?
I'll think of it in a minute. I can't think. He's been traded so many, and he actually went down one to Buffalo and was playing at some AAA in Buffalo. And she was like, this isn't happening. I can move to a lot of places, but fuck this. I'm not going this. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just checking.
Yeah.
No, it's true though.
I said it, edited.
Because those guys, I mean, it's got to be tough to go from like LA to Edmonton, even though Edmonton's not that bad.
Unless LA's in last place and Edmonton's in first. I think that's the thing. It's like, not only are they in last, it's terrible. I mean, it's completely terrible compared to LA. But then, you go to Edmonton. Oh, but you have a chance for a cup. No, you're in Edmonton, and now you have a chance to get a lottery pick.
Well, that's why the whole Gretzky thing happened. I mean, Janet Gretzky wasn't going to go to Edmonton.
Right.
Well, I've been to Edmonton, and I will tell you that other than the mall there, there's not a thing in the world to do there. That mall's got a pirate ship in it.
Oh, yeah, it's got a submarine.
It's got a shooting range.
Everything.
In the mall.
Take it off. You have to take their team to go shoot.
No, you can land a plane in there. They have a helipad.
They do.
The whole deal, yeah.
But you got to imagine, if you're out there and it's like, I mean, there's cities that probably aren't the greatest cities to live in, Detroit. Look, Detroit is, let's be honest, it's a great hockey team and a lot of history, but it is not the Motor City anymore. It's like kind of a slow generator.
It's like, it's RoboCop.
It's tough. It's tough, but they have a great team. But Edmonton is so far away from everything.
Yeah,
that you're up there, and it's like, what do we do?
And it's cold.
It's ice fish.
That's the problem with, like, I print out the standings like I do every week for us to look at, and the two teams at the bottom are Calgary and Edmonton. I didn't even put them on. I didn't waste the ink because they're not going to make it at all. So it's like, and they're no free agents can go. You know what? I'm going to Calgary. So they have to get better with the draft. It's like, there's a few cities people want to go to And then that's about it.
No, there's not too many.
Let me ask you, in hockey, when this draft, because I'm not as familiar with the draft in hockey as I am with in the NFL, but in the draft in hockey, are there that many, are there some guys that are just that outstanding that it's almost worth being at the bottom to get that pick?
This year there was like four guys that were like stepped in and play that you knew they were going to step in and play right away.
Right.
Every 4 or 5 years, there's like Crosby or Ovechkin.
Right.
Or maybe every 15 years with a Crosby.
Say that as such a Penguins fan. That's such a fan. I'm not discounting that he's not probably the best.
Officially tanked to get Lemieux.
Right.
But
Lemieux changed the course of history.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's, like Eisenman was a number one, like a few guys come out that are just.
So there's only once in a while you get a superstar.
Yeah, like Lindros, came out, they traded Lindros traded 10 guys for him.
Okay.
He got a concussion when he put on his hat at the draft thing.
Wow. Yeah. Every year there's a few guys that are like really.
Who's the top rookie this year?
The guy from McCrimmon from Denver for the Avalanche. He's going to win.
And where'd he come from?
That's a tough question.
I've stumped him for the first time ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think juniors. I think he's a junior. I think he just came right from Canada.
Okay. And he's the top. Who else?
There's a few other guys scattered around. I mean, the best rookie defenseman is Ole Mata, remember, from Pittsburgh.
Right.
He'll probably be a top three vote. Your friend in San Jose got hurt too much.
Hurdle,
he would have been right up there.
Yeah,
A couple guys. Who's Torrey Krug, defenseman for Boston's playing really well.
Right. Boston's playing really well.
Boston looks...
Dallas Stars have a couple guys, a couple good rookies.
Now, do you think Boston's as good as the teams out west?
Absolutely. If I was a Boston fan, and this is not even a chided Pittsburgh fan, I would just be a little worried. I don't want to peak too soon. Like the Penguins last year won 15 games in a row.
What's Boston won? 11?
They won like 12 or 13. 12? I mean, yeah. The Lemieux Penguins, when they were looking for the three-peat, won 18 in a row. And that was no overtime point shootout. That was legitimate 18 in a row. You know, and they lost to the Lowly Islanders in the playoffs. I would be worried about burning out Chara right now without Seidenberg. Because look what happened when Chara got burned out last year. I mean, Chicago, that was Chicago's chance.
So you think teams can peak too early, burn?
I think in this Olympic, out. I think in this Olympic year, and Chara went to the Olympics. Bergevin went to the Olympics. I think you can. I think teams. Some teams are tired. I think Chicago's tired, and then Kane just got hurt.
You don't think in a weird way that Olympics gave him a nice break from the monotony of the NHL and gave him a chance to go and kind of get fired up about hockey?
I think it did to the teams like Philly, who didn't really send anybody but were a good team, and they had 3 weeks to rest and be pissed that, hey, none of us were picked.
No, but I'm just saying is
no, well,
I'm just saying,
I mean,
I'm just saying it's a long though. It's a long season in the NHL. You know,
right.
It is a long season. And you know, you go through the season and it's kind of you're all leading up to that Stanley Cup, you know, all leading up to that playoff period,
right?
Which is a long which is a tough, I mean, it's not like some of these other playoffs where, you know, you got one game, two games. This is tough series.
Yeah, it's the 40-day war.
Yeah, and it's like, but you get into that, but don't you think there's in some way this year having that Olympic hockey kind of got them fired up about the real, just the sport of hockey, to come back and, you know, kind of go out there and go, all right, now we did it. You know, we played for our country. And because, let's be honest, you had Canada, you know, Sweden, you had United States, maybe not Russia so much, but Russia kind of went out early. But you had these teams out there, and now you come back and you're fired up and you've kind of got that, I don't want to say like that kind of youth feeling that you get about hockey. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're trying to say, and I think that's probably true.
I disagree.
As opposed to being completely worn out after.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They are worn out, though.
Yeah?
Some Blackhawks have said it. Crosby said the reason they lost 4 years ago was, like, even if they passed, he was like, oh, they got beat by Montreal. And he goes, even if we passed Montreal, we had nothing left from the Olympics.
Okay.
You know, and then this year, I mean, Crosby's down after the Olympics. Scoring's down after the Olympics. Malkin just this weekend is like, you know, I talked to Sid, I feel better. You know, his head was messed up from, you know, probably having his parents sent to the gulag for losing.
Right.
Let alone he finally got his legs under
him. That's probably true.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he finally got his legs under him. I mean, you got to remember, these guys, instead of having a ho-hum, hey, I can play half-ass and beat the Carolina Hurricanes, Now these guys are flying around the world playing in a high pressure games,
right?
Winning or losing, and coming, and they're not. It's not a free skate.
Plus, it's hard to concentrate on your game when your parents are in Siberia,
right? Then flying back and having to get reaccustomed to everything, the jet lag. I mean, and then the season's condensed. So instead of being, oh, we'll play Friday, then we're off until Tuesday, they're playing every other game.
Plus, I'm a Red Wings fan. We lost Zetterberg. You lose, guys were out for the rest of the year,
right? That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's ruined the whole. I mean, it's really changed the whole season. But for the Kings, they were slumping. They came back on fire.
They look so good. I mean, Dustin Brown, he looks so good.
He looked terrible at the Olympics.
You know what? I think
he
the Olympics
so
did help
good.
Him though, because that kind of turned his game up, don't you think?
I
benched him, but he played good.
Yeah, no. That's just Blazma being a tool. The Kings are getting other scoring now. That's what's so great. They're getting Trevor Lewis's scoring. Trevor Lewis wasn't even hitting the end board.
Right.
How about Gabrick? Has Gabrick done anything?
He's you know what? He hasn't done too much. In fact, he actually had a goal called back with his skate in the crease, which is hilarious because the knock on him is he's a skirt and he never goes to the net to the one time he gets there. But see, he's there illegally.
Yeah. He heard you calling him a skirt, and he goes, "I got to do something."
Well, he thought a true skirt, but he's more of a sniper. But he doesn't like to get to the dirty areas, if you will.
Right.
I don't want to. He's not a true skirt. He doesn't go to the dirty areas.
So he's got like a negative goal average, right?
No, I think he's put one or two, and I've not been in L.A. So.
One thing I noticed that I had that, you know, when we were at the, I think it was the Bruins or Penguins game, they were kind of very loose with the puck. They were kind of loose with the puck, especially when they're in the zone. And it's like, and I saw them the other day and it's like, they were tight with them. Now it could have been that Florida just sucked so bad that they really weren't on them as much, but they looked fantastic in there. I mean, looked fantastic.
Yeah. I did watch a half of one game.
Well, Doughty's got to be the best player in the league defensively.
I think so. Yeah. I think he's the best defenseman in hockey. I mean, because he plays defense and offense. Because I'll tell you, you get a lot of the a lot of the St. Louis guys get all the pub, and God, I hope they get swept again by somebody. The Penguins played Saturday. They played Tampa Bay. Great team. Did you watch the game?
I watched some of the game. Tampa Bay is so good.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's fast.
Yeah, and they skate. And it was Malkin scores, Crosby scores, Stamkos scores. It's hockey. Then the Blues come in with Ken Hitchcock, that fat son of a bitch. He eats the fun out of hockey. his defensemen are big and slow, and they just stand in the way of everything. It takes hockey back to the 90s. I beg anybody, please, early in the playoffs, beat St. Louis. Get them out of the way.
Yeah.
I watched them play the Blackhawks the other night. They looked terrible.
Yeah, well, that was the best. I love it because the Blackhawks have the Blackhawks are the best team, in my opinion, because they have the physicality and the defensemen to play that kind of slow, boring game. But then they crank it up. Yeah, they had Kane and Taves and the big boys.
I think that was the knock on the Kings last year, especially when they got into the later in the Stanley Cup, is they would come out on fire and they would look really good for two periods. And then for some, it just looked like they had like dull skates. They just weren't going anywhere. They just slowed down. They didn't keep moving. They didn't keep driving. They didn't keep going.
Is that because they burned out too early last year?
I think, my opinion on that is they won the cup the year before, a little bit of tired legs. And you know what? You know how bad you want to win the cup? If you've already won it, it takes a special type of person to win it that bad again.
Well, I don't.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that they're not insane. Dustin Brown is a competitor. I'm just saying that there's other guys that want it just as bad that have a little young, you know, their legs.
Didn't
go seven games flat. You know what I mean?
Because LA would get up a goal or be up, 2-1 or something, and they would. It's like they're like playing safe the rest of the game. And it's like you can't win a Stanley Cup getting up one goal, and you know they're just—it's not going to happen.
But they did win. They didn't play that way.
No, they played balls to the wall the entire way.
They had, and they, you know, they beat some big good teams. But I'll tell you, it's no crime to lose to the Blackhawks in the semifinals.
No,
we can't sit here and be like, well, they didn't live up to. I mean,
no, but
you know,
no, but they did. They didn't look. They kind of would come out and they would look really good, and you're like, all right, this is going to be a real game, and. And the fact is the Blackhawks really kind of pounded them a little bit.
It's funny how hockey goes that way, though. Like, you know, when someone's up 3-0 on a team and then they go back and it's like a pivotal, it's do or die game four. And somehow that home team will win a game, even though they might lose 4-1 in the series. In that fourth game, you're thinking like, wow, this team has a chance. Look at the way they... It's just something about desire in hockey that just all of a sudden it looks like, oh my God, these guys can play with them. And all of a sudden it's like, you know what? A team turns it on a little bit.
I think you can really tell it's the forechecking. You get down in there and you see these guys come into it. They send that puck down in the corner and you just watch them slam them up against the boards. And that's the guys you know that like they want it so bad.
Well, they're also
willing to shake that puck out from underneath their feet.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what you see in it. You just wouldn't see the Kings do that. is it got, I don't know if, like you said, tired legs or whatever it was, but they just wouldn't do that towards the end. They'd start out kind of good, or they would start out really slow and get behind two and then come in and you're like, well, you're down 2-0 to the Blackhawks. They're not going to give up two.
Well, those good teams like the Blackhawks, like you say, they can crank it up an extra notch late in the game. What they did last year.
Well, that's like almost, and I'm going to keep getting on Blausma, but that's kind of like his style was always the big forecheck, the big forecheck. Everybody in the zone. That's our defense. Everyone in the zone when he first came to Pittsburgh. And everyone was into that. They won the cup, and they were doing great. And then they got some smaller players then. And then all of a sudden, the regular guys are like, we can't maintain this for 82 games.
Right.
You know, and then it's like, it's kind of like what Tortorella does to teams. You know, like, or, you know, the coach, Michael Therrien for the Canadiens now. They're great coaches of teams that are good, but not great because they get everything out of them. And guys will run through the wall for Therrien. But then after a couple of years, they're like, you know what? Yeah, now you need a player's coach to kind of ease back because you can't play that way. Like, you can't block. Like the Rangers would have great teams at a tour. Like they'd be burned out because you can't block shots and take your body to that extreme all the time.
No, you can't. I mean, there's just, I don't know how these guys do it. I mean, it's my favorite thing about hockey. We were talking about this in the car on the way back from the game the other day. My favorite thing about hockey is the beginning of the Stanley Cup to the end of the Stanley Cup. It's like watching them put makeup on for The Walking Dead. It's like, because they start out and they all look kind of nice, kind of just a little stubble.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get to like, you know, the finals of the Stanley Cup, and they literally, everybody has scars and stitches. The beards are out. Their teeth, you know, they have to go back to get more oral dent, you know, more fucking teeth put in.
Oh, yeah. It's Dawn of the Dead.
It's just literally, it looks like they just started the makeup at the beginning and at the end. It's like the season finale of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They are just beat the shit up. And I love that there's just that commitment to hockey.
Well, how about Peverly the other day? He has a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And he's in between, and then they just revive him with the paddles, and he goes, when can I go back in?
I couldn't, you know, that was one of those things you watched that was really scary.
Oh, yeah.
You watch, because they, and the other part was, you really wanted them to kind of come back and kind of give that report and go, he's okay, that he's going to be okay. It was so scary at the speed at which everybody ran to that guy and at the speed at which they carried him out.
Yeah.
That it was like, you just were, it was so scary.
How great is that about hockey players, though?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't that say everything? It's a regular season game.
Yeah,
the guy got defibrillated.
Yeah, it's like clear. Now get back out there.
Yeah, how much time is it? Well, that's why I love Dallas. They stole Sagan and him. I mean, they gave him those two guys. They got Lindy Ruff. I mean, that's the worst thing about the Olympics is if Dan Blausma was never hired to coach the U.S. team, he could have got fired last year, and we could have had Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff is,
that's your favorite coach?
I think him and your coach are the two best coaches in hockey.
Babcock. Look
at Babcock. I mean, he's doing it with the Las Vegas Wranglers.
Yeah, right. About right.
But you know what? They got Nyquist and Tatar. Those guys would be in the minor leagues. Now they're playing great. Now, I hate to look ahead, but you know what happens this year? I say
we're going to get in.
I say that too. But think about next year. All these guys are going to have experience. They're still going to be under that junior contract.
Yep.
So you'll be in the salary cap. It's like, yeah.
We could even pick up a few guys.
Exactly.
But you're right.
So you think the way the standings are right now is who goes in?
I think so.
You think Detroit and Toronto go in?
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, I do. Because I think Toronto's a better team than Washington.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't see any of these. I mean, I'm just looking at the, you know, my side of it over here, the little western side.
Yeah, well, the west.
Because you got St. Louis, Chicago, Colorado. I mean, these three teams right here, though. I mean, Chicago's amazing. And then you got San Jose, Anaheim, and L.A. Any one of those four could win the cup.
Yeah.
Yep. Any one of those four could win the cup.
Yeah.
Oh, the west is the best right now.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, but I love how fast Tampa Bay is. Tampa Bay, I mean, I love their names, Lightning.
Yeah.
They are such a fast team.
And I'll tell you what, that was a nice pickup for them, Callahan for St. Louis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And how about how fast Stamkos came back?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we've always said, he's one of the five best players. I was sick. We did the show here they played on like whatever Monday holiday it was in November. And I got home to watch the game. I was TiVoing it. Some reason they were playing on a Monday afternoon. He broke his. I was sick to my stomach.
Oh, that was
like
a bad break.
Yeah, it's like now I'm so happy he came back.
And he's back.
The game
too much.
Yeah, when you lose guys like the game doesn't need to lose guys like that. I mean, and now he's back.
Let me ask you this: Would you have put the Rangers where they are right now after the way they started this season?
Yes.
Didn't they start like 0-9?
Yes. And I even said, I wrote on blogs and stuff that I said they'll be back. They took a huge road trip to start the season
right
off.
Because there was something going on with Madison Square Garden, right?
Redoing the garden.
It was a Dane Cook show.
So they had like 9 games away.
Yeah.
And they just have too much talent.
Yeah, but wasn't it interesting to see that start the Rangers start out like 0-9 and people are like, what's going on?
I actually didn't think they'd have it as easy as they do, as they did to come right back in. I mean, Washington really took a dump, and then Philly, you know, took a huge dump. And I'm more shocked Philly came back with knuckle dragger Berube as their coach.
Yeah, come on, Berube.
I know, seriously. Like, I mean, as much as someone may, Ian Bagger, whoever, may discount Alain Vigneault as a coach of talent. Like, I mean, he's a good coach. And look at the rain. I mean, with Tortorella, they did good. And he basically he's like harnessing their talent.
Yeah, I watched. Was it Philadelphia played the other day? It was Philly. They were on NBC the other day. I love it when they put it on primetime.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I can't remember who Philly was playing, but I was watching the Flyers. I was like, man, again, just an old school hockey. Just I like them. I like them. I don't give a shit. I can watch any hockey game and enjoy it. But watching Florida play just was.
Are they bad? Florida's bad.
Well, the only thing good was is there were these two hot girls in the box, and this one girl, she was from England, and so that real sexy, this hot blonde with the sexy English accent, and all she's like going, all I want to see is a fight. I just want to see a fight. Yeah. I'm like, I will punch you in the face. I will hit you in the face.
Court always looking to hook up.
And then there was this, the best part.
Scoring's down in hockey except in the private box with Court McCall.
The best part was there's this buddy who hooked us all up, and her son was there. And he was like down in the front, and her boyfriend is our buddy. She looks to him and she goes, if there's a fight, cover his eyes. I'm like, cover his eyes? Tell him which way to throw it. I mean, it's like, tell him to pull the jersey over the head and then you start just rocking it. That's how you fight. I felt so bad, but the one hot girl wanting to see a fight was that was probably the best part of the day.
Look at these, if it ends the way it is now, if it ends now, look at 3 of these 4 matchups.
Okay.
Okay, right. Look at this. St. Louis, I'm sorry, Chicago, Colorado, Anaheim, LA, and New York versus Philly. That is just some insane hockey.
Pretty insane.
Anaheim, LA.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. I ask every show, I want to ask you, Kings, Ducks in a 7-game series.
Right now, today?
Yeah.
Ducks. I think the Ducks would probably, and I'm a Kings fan. I'm just saying that. Right now, I think the Ducks would probably do it, but that was before. I think now the way the Kings are playing, if you're talking about the way they're playing today, I'd say it's the Kings. I think Quick is just this cement wall in front of the net that I just don't think he's going to give it up. I just don't think he's
going to. So what you're saying is Ducks may have had a better year so far, but yes. Kings seem to be coming on.
Kings seem to be coming on. I think if you looked at the overall and you kind of did an overall, the Ducks would probably be favored. But I think if you look at the way the Kings are surging right now, I think I would, if it were me personally and not trying to take out my bias, I would probably say the Kings would take it.
The Ducks did not come back on fire from the Olympic break. They've actually lost a few in a row now. They're not playing as good as they used to.
The break hurt them.
And the Kings.
Break helped the Kings.
And also the way the Kings, like you have a team like Florida that comes in and the Kings are all, you know, playing well. And when you have a team like that, to see them not only shut them out and beat them 4-0, but to beat them with gusto and not really kind of not a ton of effort, just finesse. They finessed 4 goals out of them and do it with just this control. This game, it was their game. I mean, from the first period on, they just like, it's like, here's one, you know, 3 minutes in, here's a goal. This is just to get you going. And I mean, some shots were just phenomenal shots that on goal. And like Dustin Brown just pop, you know,
he's playing a lot better because he had an off season going. Now he's playing pretty good.
It was amazing. And what's his, is it, I get some of the, is it not Rodriguez? What's the guy's name?
Martinez.
Martinez had a shot that was just, I mean, he took it to the upper deck. I mean, it was like from the side, just right up, no tip, and right on goal. And there was not that much interference in front. He just shot this just rope that went right in, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Did they play Luongo? Was Luongo in that? Did they beat Luongo?
Yes. Wow. Yes, that was Luongo. Yeah. And he looked, he had some good saves, but they just had some shots where it was like, pfft. I mean, I thought Carter took it down once, and I thought he was just going to slam it in. And Luongo made a hell of a save to keep it from being
What happened when they played Vancouver?
Luongo won in Florida.
Sweet.
Yeah, you know what was really funny was the Vancouver's bus broke down in Washington. Yeah, and I was like, well, Tortorella's pissed that they traded Luongo because he could have thrown him right. It'd been easy to throw him right underneath the bus.
Can't do it now. No. Bus is broken.
Yeah, Vancouver's a mess.
He was always a scapegoat there, and I don't know if it was always his fault. You know,
but never his fault.
He's a pretty good goalie.
He took him to the finals.
Yeah.
They lost 1-0. He can't score. They lost game 7 1-0.
Yeah. So I mean, but they always pinned it on him.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they beat him.
Yeah, I was too. I like Luongo. He gets a bad rap.
Luongo does?
Yeah.
Well, he plays for Florida.
No, but I mean, he used to play for Vancouver.
I know.
And then he won the gold medal. Then he got stomped on. I mean, they went right to the Montreal goalie, Carey Price.
Price. Yeah.
But yeah. I don't think Bobby. I don't think Bobby Lou is Patrick Waugh. But I think he took too much heat in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think nationally he's a little overrated as a goaltender personally, but I don't think he deserved the treatment he received in Vancouver.
No, he's in Florida. His wife's happy.
Yeah, he's got a good life. Yeah. You see like behind the scenes NHL, he is like $100,000 car was already there. Because he lived there in the off season.
Oh, okay. He was already
see the house. There's kids' drawings are already on the fridge. Yeah, he's totally happy.
There's so many guys like I know, like Sheldon Surrey is a buddy of mine. Sheldon, he has a house out in Thousand Oaks, plays golf out at Sherwood, and I don't know what's going on with him this year. I don't know what happened if he because he was at Ducks last year, and I keep trying to text the guy, but he's always out playing golf. You know, but what a hot wife, hot wife.
Believe me, Court knows.
Yeah. Sheldon loves comedy. He comes to a lot of comedy shows. He's a great dude.
Hockey players like comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're regular guys.
Yeah,
you know,
more fun and bigger.
Yeah, with more money.
If they heckle you, just let it go.
Oh, let it go.
Oh yeah,
just kind of go. You're right.
Yeah,
I love that you were talking about playoffs though. I always remember Brendan Shanahan. You know, he's a big guy. I mean, I look a little out of shape. But he kind of always has the full face.
I
like
out of shape.
You know what I mean? Yeah. On my face. Like I look like I kind of have a regular face. He kind of looks like me, just a normal face, like, you know, in October. And then come playoff time, by the end of the regular season, he looks like what disease did he have?
Yeah.
Like,
you remind me more of Bertuzzi. I got to say.
I'm not a cheap shot a guy from behind.
Well, you wouldn't do
Steve
that.
Moore.
No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. But you have the look of Bertuzzi.
Yeah, I have the 80s hair, if you will.
Yeah, and the big body. The wide body.
Yeah, man, Bertuzzi. Yeah, you guys got Bertuzzi back. That's a nice little bonus.
Yeah, that helps.
That helps. It's Howard's playing. It's up to Jimmy Howard. You know, they gave Jimmy Howard that money for age, and he has to, you got to earn it.
I know. He's a good goalie.
He is a good goalie. I'm not knocking him whatsoever. I'm just saying, but you, like Fleury, you got to earn it.
You got to step up now.
You got to play.
You got to play.
Yeah, because it's easy to win 5-2. It's easy to win 5-2 when you have Lindstrom.
Yeah.
And you got that. And obviously, he's retired. I mean, I think he's the greatest defenseman I've ever seen play.
Konstantinov?
Yeah, but he wasn't there that long. I mean, I would say the two best defensemen I ever saw play were him and Chelios.
My favorite, Bobby Orr.
Well, that's why you're the original sixth.
Oh, gee.
He's our captain.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I never saw
him. Nobody was better than Bobby Orr.
No, I'm not saying there was.
He's like Doughty, but even better.
Wow.
Same kind of guy. Paul Coffey kind of style.
Yeah, the doctor.
The skating defenseman.
Yeah.
Who could set up plays, who could make an offensive rush, you know. Orr was the best.
Oh, he changed the whole... He changed the sport.
I don't think I've never seen a. I don't. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've never seen a better skater than Orr.
Even better than Paul Coffey.
About the same.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul Coffey was awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
this guy Doughty impresses me.
Oh, Doughty can fly.
He's an amazing skater too.
He's fluid. You know, on the Kings, you know who else can really skate is like Carter can skate.
Carter's so for his size. Yeah. For his size, he took one the other day. And it's like, and he got up, and he was out front, and he almost outskated the defenseman like by a good, almost a whole body length. And for some reason, he just mishandled it just enough that he still got this shot on, but right. You knew that he could have gone center right in front of the net. He'd skated that fast ahead of the guy. It was just a breakout. It was like so amazing.
No, I'd like to talk Bobby Orr actually for a second. So would you say they've seen the old clips. But was he like choppy fast, or was he like
smooth,
fluid,
fast.
Like
yeah.
smooth,
fluid and fast, and could turn it on?
Yeah,
and had that just ability to circle. You know, Coffey had that too.
No, yeah, but I mean, the doctor was so fluid.
But see, also no helmet. He didn't have to wear a helmet. He was very relaxed.
That's
it was
true.
Like the wind blowing through his hair. You know,
I don't. You know, it's amazing how they used to do that with no.
He's
helmet.
He's bald now, so
yeah.
I mean, it really because I mean, you know. I played a couple times in the comedy league with no helmet, and then Ian Bagg's like, he gave me his helmet because he's so much better than everybody else. He's like, here, you need this more than I do. But I can't even imagine those guys like skating like they, like no fear. Because I'm going to fall, but I mean, well, to play with no helmet like that.
Yeah, they were crazy.
And to check like they
mask,
used to check.
No mask for the goalies.
Yeah.
You know who got him to wear a mask was Bobby Hull.
Yeah.
Because he had this curved stick with that suit. It would rise. It would dip. They didn't know where it was going, so they had to put a mask on. That's when they first started wearing it.
I saw him being interviewed. And he goes, he always put the first one right over, right at the head, and then the guy was intimidated the rest of the whole game.
Yeah,
but I just saw a thing on Bobby Hull. Like a couple, I think I talked about this. How that dude was ripped.
Yeah,
he's for ripped. Like the '60s. You never saw someone like that in '60s.
Well, no. but I think at the you got to. This is the great thing that I say about hockey to everybody. It's like there's no other sport that you are doing that much you're
so
much.
Oh, the cardio's insane.
The cardio and the core strength that it takes to play hockey outdoes every sport there is.
Well, that's the thing. Think about it. They can only go a minute at a time. They give so much.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's a heavy cardio sport. You got to be in great shape.
Yeah, but you go a minute, and then what? You rest two, and then you're back. You know, maybe 3 minutes, and you're back in,
if not less.
Yeah, depending on what line. You know, because sometimes they mix up those lines, and
it's
like,
such a fast game. I mean, just playing on my level, it's just like, you know, that's when you get hurt is when you're that tired because things are going fast. Like you can't keep up mentally.
Yeah,
with how fast things are going.
Well, and that's cool too. Is like that was one of the fun things about sitting down. Like the game the other day was being down where you're actually watching the because we were the opposite, so we were looking at the bench so we could watch the change. You know, watch how quick the changes were going on. And I was kind of watching that a little bit, and I was like, you'll see a guy all the way on the other side, and he knows it's his change, and he's not only is he exhausted from his line that his you know his time,
right.
He's skating full speed across because he's got to get in and get that change made before in case the puck comes back down. So it's like, because that's the best thing is the you know what makes some guys so good is they know when that change is happening and they know how to get that puck in the right place to get that advantage.
It can get you a breakaway.
Yeah.
It cost the Red Wings last year against Chicago. Remember we had Chicago on the ropes and one bad line change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cost us the whole series.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. You let them, you were like, it was like Dunkirk. In World War II,
yeah,
you let him off the hook.
Off the hook, man.
You had
a bad change.
You let him off the hook.
Because you're right, Court. It's dialed in. Those guys know it. What to do. They're on their mark. That's the whole thing. And the coach has got to be on it too.
Right.
He's making all those calls.
It's amazing. It's amazing that game is so fast paced. Not only is it fast paced, the puck is moving at 100 miles an hour down the, you know, down the thing. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. That's why I have so much respect for these goaltenders. Luongo's great. I mean, you know, but Quick, to, for them to follow a puck and have a guy, like two guys standing in front of them and have this thing come at them, what, 120, 130, or however fast it is, and to find that puck, not only find it, but somebody tips it and they still they
through
still
a sea of guys.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Or how about the genius of the guy who tips the puck?
Those guys, like, that's like the
old,
amazing.
The guy, the master was the old Capital and Red Wing, Dino Cicerelli.
Yeah, Cicerelli was
he was a master.
How about Phil Esposito?
Yes. Yes.
But don't you think they practice? Don't you think they know that?
Oh, like, they practice all day with it. They practice that all day.
Yeah, because great hand-eye coordination.
Well, you still got to do it, though.
I know. It's amazing, though. It's amazing to watch, like, when they're standing in front of the net and they're like, and he's like, you see with his stick, he's going, we're going to go here or we're going to go here.
Yeah.
And then that guy fires that puck and he manages to fire it right in that spot. And he tips it and he goes, he knows exactly what they're doing. But it's such timing to get that shot off without the defenseman, you know, bumping you out. Because all he's got to do is bump you a little bit, and you're out of spot, you're out of place, and he are out of position. And the tips are great.
Yeah, and it used to be the old days, you took a beating like you were you owed someone money or in prison to be in the front. Now it's a little bit, but not in the playoffs. They still rub it up. But that's the difference. It's like, you know, like, oh, hard thing to do to baseball. Well, how about trying to hit a slap shot? Guy takes a slap shot at you.
At you. Yeah.
You're trying to tip it with your stick, which is basically hitting a baseball but smaller.
Right.
When you're on ice skates with someone hitting you in the back and the spine with a wooden stick.
And plus,
I mean, that's not talking.
That's plus, how about a great sport? He goes, like, we want you to play this sport. Here's what's going to happen. Yeah. Okay. You're going to stand on the ice. You're going to stand on ice in ice skates. All right. And you're going to. And there's like a guy that's going to stand behind you and he's going to punch you in the back, in the spine, with a hard wooden stick, okay? All the while, another guy is going to shoot this piece of really hard rubber.
Vulcanized frozen rubber
you at 100 miles an hour. And then what you need to do is tip it, you know, just nick it so that it goes in the goal.
So it goes past this guy.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. And by the way, you can wear a face mask if you want, but we don't require
it. Yeah, but we consider those people skirts.
Yeah. And everybody goes, I'll sign up for that. And he goes, we want to do that about 87 times a year.
Yeah.
So can you do that? Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
For 2.5.
Yeah.
Well, you know, man, I mean, it is one of the toughest sports. And I don't think there's tougher guys because they come back with, like you say, a playoff time court. They're getting beat up, and they're still coming out there with injuries that would, I guess, during the regular season, you'd sit out a game.
What was the game last year? It was Boston. A guy from Boston, I can't remember.
Broke his leg.
Well, not that one, but the one where he took the puck right on the forehead, right above the eye, and went down on the ice. There's just blood all over the ice. And the best part was, is he gets up and they scraped up the ice and they put it into the goal. And they're like, no, bad luck. You don't put the blood. You don't put the blood in the goal.
My eye's in there.
Yeah, you know, but then he literally went to the bench and I think he might have missed one line change.
Yeah.
Maybe one, maybe two. And just, I mean, this huge gash above.
Oh, yeah, it was like a pressure hit. Like exploded from pressure.
And I think he's wearing, and I can't remember who it was, but I think he's wearing a mask this year.
Yeah.
I think he is wearing a mask.
Well, even the mask, I mean, look.
Because he can get up underneath.
Sid wears the mask. It broke his jaw.
I mean,
you know, the mask doesn't, unless they do the whole college shield, you know.
But I do think that it's a good thing that they are kind of, especially now. I mean, there's some guys that are godfathered in that don't have to wear the mask.
Yeah, no, I think they should issue down a little lower because I don't like seeing people.
I don't like seeing people
getting hurt.
How about the full body mask? No,
I like a little personality.
Oh, okay,
yeah. I mean, like, you know, if there's a way or to make it so clear. You can just, I love seeing Gino's face. I mean, I love seeing the guys' faces. Like, it's fun.
Well, they could do it like sprint car racing where they skate down the ice and they rip it. They rip one of the, they rip off a layer, you know? So they
can't. Like the astronaut, though, you can see their face.
Well, the one thing I thought was funny was that the Wranglers were being sponsored by a dentist. A local dentist. I'm like,
somebody thought that through.
Right?
Somebody thought that through for sure.
For real. I mean, I'm thinking this guy, he's
on call. He's like a mob doctor. He called him 3 a.m. Hey, lost a few teeth.
Yeah, we got 10 guys.
Well, speaking of toughness, though, I'll never forget this. Chelios played, when he was with Chicago and lost to Detroit, way back in the days, in the mid-90s, he played a playoff series with two torn ACLs.
Oh, my God.
And he was 65. No.
And he scored two game-winning goals in that series.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. He was a tough guy.
Oh, he was. I just watched a little special on him. They're like he was.
How old did he play, Tell?
Like 50-some.
Wow.
Because he was still like in the minor. He played till he was like 48. He was like on like minors. A minor league team where people were fearing he was going to get called up. I mean, when you have other NHL guys, I mean, when you have like guys like Paul Coffey on record saying he's the most competitive person I've ever met, and they've played with like Lemieux and Messier, and you know, I mean, every, I mean, when, because those are the best. It's like other comics, you know. Like this guy's the funniest. I mean, that's what the most competitive guy you've ever seen. The toughest guy they've played against. Like, a lot of people.
He was like the Bill Burr.
Burr's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Burr's a tough guy.
Yeah.
On the ice.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he's a chirper.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, he likes to chirp. Yeah, he's funny. He's funny to play against. He's just funny.
Yeah.
He's real. He loves me. He loves playing with me because he knows I just love it. Yeah. Like, I'm out there. You know, I didn't have a helmet.
I always ask, who's the best celebrity player?
You think Bag?
Probably Bag.
Yeah,
he played semi-pro. He's pretty good.
No, it's definitely. Well,
what about MacGyver, though?
Bag played semi-pro?
I think he did, yeah.
Well, the funny thing was when we had Aaron in here, or Aaron Kleiber, were you here that week?
No.
He's a Pittsburgh guy. Funny, hilarious comic. He played college hockey as a goalie.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
So we were like, wow, maybe it was a Division I. We're like, well, maybe you're on the team. No, but Bag could have played easily college hockey.
You know who else is good? Coulier is very good. He plays with the Red Wings, the retired Red Wings.
Well, Mike Young.
Harlan Williams is good. I know he plays roller hockey. He plays inline hockey now. He used to play ice hockey.
Mike Young's a scrapper. Mike Young's pretty good.
Oh, I bet he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the over 40 league. He talks about it in his act.
Well, he talked about it here. It was a great. You were not here for that one. That was a great one. He was talking about checking celebrities and celebrity games.
Right.
Yeah. It's a shame. It was perfect for you. It was Detroit.
Oh man.
And celebrity hockey tournaments.
Oh, I love Mike Young.
Yeah, I know. It was a great episode. I wish you were here.
Well, he does all the material about being an older athlete.
Yeah.
In all these leagues, he goes, I don't have time to work. I'm in three. I'm on three teams.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You didn't ask your favorite question.
What's that?
To court.
I asked about Kings and Ducks.
No, well, it's like three questions with Fraser Smith. Who's your favorite goon?
Oh, your favorite goon. Who's your favorite goon?
My favorite goon, and it's personal, it's Sheldon Surrey, and I'll tell you why.
But he's not a good, that's an insult.
But no, but let me tell you, let me tell you why, and I'll tell you why. Because he played for the Kings, played for the Ducks. Then he played for Dallas.
Started with Jersey. He was great when he was young.
But he was playing for Dallas, and he's good friends with Stahl and Richardson and all these guys. And so we went to a game, and it was Dallas against the Kings, and I was there, and he'd gotten in like two, like kind of not one good fight. There was one good fight, and then there was one kind of a little tit-tat that he got in, but he still got the 5 minutes. And then at the end of the game, at the end of overtime, all right, it's the end of overtime, and it's still tied, so it's going to go to a shootout. And there's kind of a scuffle in front of the net. Surrey just says, fuck it, and he just walks in, just peels his gloves off, and just starts going in full speed. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to get ejected. He goes, but the game's over. And it was his, like one of his buddies, like a guy he knew. He's like, fuck it, this is hockey.
Yeah.
And he went in and just grabbed a guy and just started pounding. And I thought, you know what, that's a competitive guy. Like, I like the fact that he's like, I'm getting ejected anyway. But it was so fun. I like that kind of thing. I think to me, that's like, he's a buddy. That's why he's my goon.
That's your favorite goon. All right, there you beautiful.
Go. I think he would not like to hear that term, goon. But
I'm not goon, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy.
Tough guy's a better word.
Who's your all-time favorite?
I mean, Probert's the Probert.
It's mine.
Yeah.
Probert.
Just for fun.
Although I like the Grim Reaper, too.
Yeah. I like the Grim Reaper. There's a, because he, I mean, yeah. Probert's just... He's just the best.
You know, he's a great player, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know that one.
He's like the Huxley of the Red Wings.
But Huxley would love that. You talk about
Huxley reminded me of Pro-Bear.
He did.
He even had some Coke.
He was that good. He was that good of a kid.
No, he was. He was a fighter who could skate and play.
Was he a lot bigger? Did he look mean?
Yeah,
did he look
big.
Like a wrestler.
He looked mean. He was big, and he scored a goal. That was a nice goal.
Oh, right on. There you go.
See,
you learn something every
new
time.
New Pro-Bear.
You learn something every week. Court, thank you for coming down.
Court, it's awesome.
You're the best. You're the
best. You guys rock. It's fun to come sit and talk hockey with two guys that know what they're talking about.
And this guy's funny.
I have no idea what I'm talking
about. Oh, please. So. You watch a lot of hockey. Yeah.
And no one gets hotter girls. There he is, right there.
He's the kid,
that's why he's the king of Las Vegas.
He is.
I have to kidnap them, but he's okay.
Yeah, well.
No, he gets girls not on.
He's got chloroform.
He gets girls not on a hockey level. I mean, not on a commie level. He gets girls on a hockey player level.
Yeah, you get
NHL ass.
Oh, that's good to know.
Say. Okay. Yeah, not comedy. Not like chubby waitress ass. Hottest chick in the club. I'm a professional hockey player ass.
Not chuckle fucker ass.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Second line center ass.
Oh, wow. There you go. Do you want to plug anything?
Just go to my website, courtmccowan.com, CORTMCCOWN. I got everything up there. And then, my podcast with Mr. Bartnick here in sensitivity training. Tonight we're going to actually sit down with Steve Renazzisi.
Great guest.
Yeah.
From
but
the league.
I will say, the last one we did, I was one of the most fun ones I had because we went to my buddy Donovan Leach's house, who's the son of the singer Donovan.
Oh, wow.
And we talked about growing up in L.A. and, Hollywood and everything. And the best part was Joe comes in his house, and we're in this nice house in the hills, and there's this little white rug. And Joe's like, can I keep my shoes on because my feet really stink?
Spoken like a true hockey fan.
Like a real man. He didn't say, should I keep my shoes on because I'm more comfortable? He goes, can I take my shoes on? My wife says my feet stink really bad today. And it was just today.
He was the hurdy-gurdy man.
Yeah. Oh, man. You talking about a cool, if that guy loved hockey, I'd love to have him on. I don't think he knows. He gets all-star ass.
Well, Bartnick had the best line ever I've ever heard in a podcast, and it was,
you haven't been listening to this one too long.
Yeah. But the whole thing was his mom was a ticket taker of the whiskey, and she was living with Jim Morrison in the 60s, living at the Tropicana Hotel with Morrison. And Donovan came in, met her, and she flew to London, left Morrison for Donovan.
Wow.
And he actually goes, you mean Sunshine Superman had more game than the Lizard King? I thought that's the best line I've ever heard.
That's a good line. Yeah. I can't believe that's true.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, Court, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, Joe. And that is
Come see me Saturday. Saturday night at the Rex in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Me and the great Craig Gass.
Wow, good show, man. Craig Gass. All right,
Craig, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Ha Ha Club in North Hollywood.
Yeah,
you should join me.
Yeah, and the Laugh Factory.
And the Laugh Factory and the Ice House.
And Comedy Store.
And the Comedy Store tonight, Monday night.
Yeah.
At the store, yeah.
You're Mr. L.A.
Come on down.
Can I get up early tonight, Frisch?
Yes, you can.
Thanks, Frisch.
Since you asked me at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, thanks for joining us on Puck Off. Good night.